sweet, y'all.
Mighty sweet. Ice. Mighty sweet. Mighty sweet. Mighty sweet. Mighty sweet. Mighty sweet. Mighty sweet.
Yes.
Mighty sweet. Mighty sweet. Mighty sweet, mighty sweet.
Lord, we come now as we're recording live. And as we get ready to hear what thus said the Lord to our elect spirit, we pray that you will help us to receive and feed our spirit. As I heard one of the prophets on the Holy Ghost women of Zion Hill yesterday say, we just like we feed this flesh, chicken and stew and baked this, that, and the other, we have to feed that spirit as well.
Yes.
And so, Lord, we are asking you right now to open our ears and eyes for a few moments just to hear what thus says the Lord. We bless that word, your word. Matter of fact, it's already blessed. The Bible says you're blessed even just to read the word. And so, Lord, we just want to give you the glory, honor, and praise to say thank you for giving us an opportunity to come and hear your word. And Lord, Holy Ghost, we just thank you as well that you have your way in our lives, that we can receive this. And that we can go out and face the world this week with what you have told us on this Sunday. It's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Church, say amen. I won't be bored for you too long. If you're here where you have your Bibles, we're going to the book of Exodus. And chapter 2 and 3. Chapter 2, verse 23. And we'll go and read a couple of few other verses in 3. 2 to 3. And we will wait for everyone to have this passage of scripture. Church, say amen.
Amen.
Yeah, say amen.
Amen.
When we wait, I'll wait. Exodus chapter 2 and 23. And the Bible says, it came to pass in process of time that the Lord, that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of bondage. And they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of bondage. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And God looked up on the children of Israel, and God heard, God had respected unto them. 3. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and he came to the mountain of God, even unto Hur. 3:2 said, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burning. see this great sight. One, the bush is not burned. Four, the Lord, when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. He said, draw not nigh hither. Put off the shoes from off thy feet. For the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. One more verse, verse 11 and 12. Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee when thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt. You shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said, God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name, and what shall I say unto them? And God, 14, said, Moses, I am that I am.
Yes, sir.
May be seated.
Yes, sir.
I am that I am. Just for a few moments, I want to talk about he's able. He's able. How many of you know that God is able? No matter what situation you're in, no matter how the situation looks and seems like that's how the devil portrays you, he puts that doubt in you to make you think that it's over.
Yeah, yeah.
Even when you get sick or when your money done got funny, when you got strange and or whatever, the rent behind or the mortgage behind or whatever, and he wants you to just know that you is not gonna come out of that situation. But I'm here to tell you, church, this morning, on this first Sunday in May, he's able. I don't know what you're going through this morning, but I come to encourage somebody that God is able. And all of us in here got some things that we want to talk to God about in him only. And seem like he's not even answering what you had said. Seem like the more you ask him, the quieter he get. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
But I can test to show that from the time you got down on your knees and asked God for whatever the petition was, even to now, he has heard you.
Yes.
How many believe that?
Amen.
I'm just a test to show that no matter what you're going through, he has heard your request. Just because he don't come be when you want him to come, and just because he ain't spoke to you like he should have spoke to you or said something to you out of his word, that don't mean that he's not going to help you. But God is an on-time God. And I can tell you that he'll put money in your pocket when you least expect. God always got a ram in the bush for his children. See, everybody, he made everybody, but everybody ain't his. Because in 2 Timothy 2:19, he said, the Lord knows them that are his. See, everybody that cry, our Father, which are in heaven, ain't of God. Here, let's look at the text for a few moments, and I won't be long. I promise you, but on this first Sunday, we got to give God some praise.
Amen.
Through his word. The children of Israel now. I can't read it all, but if you go back to chapter 2, or if you go back to 1, you can look at it now. The Bible said that in 1:8 of Exodus, which means departure. Well, let's go back a little further in Genesis chapter 15 and verse 13 and 14. The Bible said that God told Abram, his name wasn't Abraham, he said, Abram, you're going to go into a strange land, and they're going to afflict you. Now, one thing about God, he's not going to tell you no lie. He can't lie. But he did tell Abraham, don't be surprised that you're going to stay not for 1 year, 2 years, but for 400 years. And they're going to afflict you. So that lets us know that we're going to be afflicted on this Christian journey every now and then. That lets us know that trouble going to come in our household every now and then. That lets us know that not only that, friends get few on this Christian journey. Sometimes you get lonely on this Christian journey. But you have to know and encourage yourself that it's going to happen that way every now and then. But while I'm encouraged, because I'm going to encourage myself in God's word. You see, the word is the best encouragement I ever know. Because when you read his word, and the more you read his word, the more God will talk to you about the problems that you're going through. Somebody ought to hear me. Look at chapter 2. Now, who in suffering chapter 1, Pharaoh had got mad. Because you remember, Exodus 1:8 say, there was a king that knew not Joseph.
Right, right.
Now, this king was named Pharaoh. And he's something like old Donald Trump. He, you know, one thing about it, they don't care about people. All they care about is money. That's their God. But us Christian folks here, we don't just look at the money. We look at who is gave us this money, who gave us this blessed car, whatever it is, God gave. As I see Mrs. Laverne drives a nice car, God gave her that. Even though you might have a car, no, but God gave you that. And you have to know that if it had not been for the Lord, you know, in my air-conditioned car, because some people don't even have no car to drive and no truck to drive. They have to catch the box. So it's so much we need to give God thanks for in a day's time. I'm always thinking because I look at people up and down Bolton Street and downtown the jail that they, you know, I say, that could be me. But because of God's grace and mercy and because of his love, let's look what it said. The Bible said in chapter 2. Now, Moses came from a dysfunction family. You say what you want to say because he had to kill somebody. And he just said kill them. Just to kill them. Moses had a love for his people. And he saw that those strange Canaanites and Perizzites and Jebusites and all these Midianites and Abbasites and all those was taking advantage of one of his own people. So he killed him and hid him in the same. But at the same time, church, the Bible said that when Moses heard that Pharaoh was going to kill him, he took out running. Don't forget that he was left. Why I say dysfunction? Because Jochebed, that was his mother. How do you know? Go to the 6th chapter of Exodus and 20th verse. It'll tell you Jochebed was Moses' mother. And Amnon was his dad. Okay, now, they had a child, the Bible says. It says, there was a man took to wife out of the house of Levi. That's his tribe. And Pharaoh had already got mad from chapter 1 and told Pooh and Sipha, if it be a male, I want you to kill it and throw it in the river. But if it be a female, I want it to leave. You have to be careful how you try to treat people, how you try to dig dirt and put over somebody. You have to be careful for that because the same thing that you're trying to do to them, it might come double fold to you.
I don't want to get ahead of myself. That's why they call it the Passover, 12th chapter of the book of Exodus. I ain't getting ahead of myself because whatever the old folks say, what goes around
comes around.
Y'all with me?
So now here, Moses is in a strange land. After he had been put and left for dead down by the river. Ain't God good? Look what God did. I'm going to get on that. I ain't been, but he's able. I'm talking about he's able. God took that little pitch with bathroom with slime and pitch little thing here, you know. But it was waterproof. And his sister Miriam stood way afar back. And she said, I wonder what's gonna happen to my brother. Let's not to know that God got his hand on her brother. Yes, he do, but he got his hand on y'all today. The first week, and I'm not talking about, I saw y'all came here with me, but after y'all start coming, you know.
Amen.
And God told me, he said, Eugene, don't you laugh, and don't you think you better than nobody because I got my hand on you and you got the hand with no man. Don't laugh at me, I don't do it.
Amen.
Because it's God. We walk by faith and not by sight. The just shall live by faith. So by faith, I'm walking and believing that God has got protection over me. And I know that God is an invisible God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And I always think about how do he do things? How do he take the heat out of the fire, New Jerusalem? How he opened the doors of the prison when Paul and Silas was down there singing at midnight. They've been beaten and whooped for nothing. And here come that Paul and Silas at midnight begin to sing and praise the Lord. And the Bible says all the prison. Man, ain't that power?
Yes, it is.
You talking about power. So now here, the latter part of 2, the Bible says God remembered what he told Abram. And he had respect. That's what the book said. And he said, well, it came to pass in the process of time. See, God worked in his own time in New Jerusalem. You have to know that God is not going to move on your He might every now and then, but he moves when he gets ready. And I used to say, Lord, you're taking too long. But I forgot, he's the author of time. Because the Bible said, if you go and look, I wish I had time to tell you. The Bible said, I heard the cry of my people.
Yeah.
And now I got to step out of eternity into time. Ain't God good? I got to get down then, because it's 400 years, and I did tell the prophet Abraham that after 400 years, I'm going to bring them out with my strong arm. And I'm not going to just bring them out broke, but I'm going to let them have a little talents of silver, and I'm going to let them have a little calf. And they,
thank God. Yes, sir.
So let's just look at a whole year long and say that the king of Egypt died. That lets us know that no matter how much evil is you do, you got an appointment with it. And it said, and the children of Israel sad, I mean, because they had been beaten. Their women had been raped. They had been just crushed for 400 years now. Here we going through a little something for 3-4 months and we crying. Don't you know God know best for us? Don't you know God know how to curb that violence? Don't you know God is bigger than that violence? I know he's bigger than that violence. Because he walks with me every day. And whatever I touch, I say, Lord, let it be blessed. Even if the world on it, let it be blessed. Because I know that God will make a way. God will make a way out of no way. Ain't he good? That's the devil. I see you can preach with that too. That's the devil. I have to cut it off and cut it back on. That's the devil. God will make a way. God will see us through. I don't care what nobody say. If you got your hands in God's unchanging hand, and you believe it and shall not doubt, God will bless you. God will hold your hand. Can I get a witness? I don't want to be back on or not. Can I get a witness?
care what you say. Thank God for Pastor coming
amen,
in.
Amen.
But God will make a way.
Amen.
Here it is. Let's look. Look what it said. And God heard the groaning, and God remembered his covenant. See, a covenant is an agreement. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
A covenant is something that God made back in the Old Testament with his patriarchs and his people. And God is telling the prophet that I heard and I told them that I'm going to bring them out of their situation. And how many of you know this morning that whatever you're going through this moment, and whatever how it looks, God is able. That's what I'm talking about, that four-letter word. A. He might not do it when you want him to do it. He might not do it when you think he's going to do it. But God is able this morning. Somebody give me a ticket. And God is holy all the time. Look at the church, church. I'm gonna hold this thing up because I know it's, ooh, that time to pay. It says, now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law. Now notice Moses got married in a strange land. Okay. Now Moses is tending to his father-in-law's sheep. And now notice something else. He's not bothering nobody. And all of a sudden, look what it said. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him. Look how it did, Pastor Clark, in a flame of fire. Ain't that so? Boy, you tell me God ain't something young. Man, I'll knock you out. This bush I'm talking about, even Jesus talks about that. This book that I'm talking about is a strange seed. It's a seed not of a human being. It's a seed that Moses had never saw before. Because he said, look what Moses said. And he said, and he looked and behold, the bush was burning. And look what, drop down to three. I'm gonna go back to three and back before I'm gonna close out. He said, and Moses said, I will now turn aside, Pastor Clark, and see this great sight. Don't y'all know that something? You got a bush burning. Wait a minute now. You got a bush. If a bush, one of the bushes out there, if it's burning and it's not consumed, come on, y'all. Come on. Amen. That wouldn't get your attention? Mm-hmm. That wouldn't make you shed? Mm-hmm. The Bible said, Pastor Clark, it said, and the bush burned with fire, and the bush, well, that means destroy, consume means destroy. So the bush still standing there, and here on this fire in the bush, you're going to say, good God, you know what it was? It was the Holy Ghost. That's all.
Amen.
Ain't God do it. And look what it say, y'all, and I'm going on. When the Lord, now notice something. Look at God. Ain't God something. It say, when the Lord saw that he turned, now notice something. You don't thank God, you see? It's right there. Look what it means. So I say, and when the Lord saw, that means he looked. Amen. God was right there. What? Oh, y'all ain't hear me.
Yes.
It say that when the Lord saw, he turned aside to see. Look what he did. A call from God. God called unto him out of the midst of the bush. I remember years ago, about 30 years ago, when God called me, I said, no, Lord, you got the wrong one. I said, God, you mistaken me for somebody else. I'm crooked. I'm slick. Oh, I talk about myself. Some people don't even want to talk about themselves. They're too holy to die. They got all dignified and everything, and they got $2 or a nickel in the bank, and they just
amen.
They forgot that who gave it to them.
Amen.
God is the one that gave it to them.
Right.
Because he said the earth is the Lord, and they that Then 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, you're not of your own. You're bought with a price. So everything belongs to God.
Amen.
And everything going back to God.
Amen.
I don't care how you look at it. White folks, whoever you is, y'all, all that stuff, y'all, you see they dying, ain't they?
Amen.
They can't take that stuff with them.
Amen.
I ain't never saw no you all behind the hood. And I did many graves, sides. I can't even count, but I always would look and say, let me see if they got that cat. One of them had a cat like this. I said, let me see if that beautiful cat like this lady is in God's room. I said, no, it ain't there. What I'm trying to say, somebody else is joining that cat that night.
Amen.
It goes, it comes. Material things come and go. But one thing you got to know, that whatever you do for God, it will last. Because God will remember your works. He talks about it in Revelation, don't he? He say, blessed are the dead that die in what? In the Lord. And he said, that they may henceforth rest from their labor. And then guess what he said? That don't get the truth. And they works. Oh, y'all not hearing that. Your works will follow you to the grave and beyond the grave. So whatever you're doing, if you're doing it in the name of Jesus and you're trying to help somebody and you keep on doing it, God got a reward for you one day.
Amen.
And as I close out, I can't finish it because it's time. Woo, Lord. Trying to keep it on 30 minutes. It's hard when you know God has done something for you. When you know that God has brought you from a lot of, you know that God brought you out some situations you couldn't bring out yourself. It's hard, Pastor Clark, when you know that the only person that did it was God. It's hard to stop praising God because I just want to tell him thank him this moment while the blood is running warm in my veins. I just want to tell him thank you because if I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough to say thank you, Lord, for saving my soul.
That the message preached today bless you and has led you to a deeper walk in the Lord.
New Jerusalem worship services are as follows. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Washington High School. Yesterday, 5:30 a.m.
New Beulah Baptist Church, 908 Carlos Street, Boyce, Louisiana. Service time, 2nd and 4th Sunday, 8 a.m. morning worship and 9:30 a.m. Sunday school. God bless you.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana 71496, or phone 337-239-3845. Or 337-238-4063. And now, here's Johnson Temple.
That in heaven lift up my heart.
The Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ, Saturday morning broadcast over KAYT 88.1 FM. Call your neighbors, relatives, and friends and let them know to tune their radios in for 30 minutes of singing and praising God. Our Saturday morning program